Democrats give Trump huge media win on transgender dispute. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 6, 2025. Democrats are giving President Donald Trump a huge media win on the transgender debate. Congratulations to every single person on the left who's been campaigning to destroy women's and girls' rights, author J.K. Rowling quipped. Without you, there'd be no images like this, the Harry Potter author added in her Thursday X post. Sharing a photo of President Trump signing an executive order protecting women's sports from transgender athletes. Surrounded by an abundance of female athletes championing his directive. We're here today in the White House to watch as President Trump signs an executive order. Former NCAA swimmer Riley Gaines said in a video montage posted to X by the White House. Her sentence was finished by another woman, who added, "To finally keep men out of women's sports. I can support all these women coming together to fight transgender men trying to beat women in sports," another female athlete continued. Watch below. Former University of Pennsylvania swimmer Paula Scanlon then chimed in, stating, "I'm so excited to protect the next generation of female athletes. We're here fighting for girls' sports and for the future of my daughters," a mother of a young female athlete added, which was followed up by Gen Z conservative YouTuber Isabel Brown, who asserted, "No more will we ever allow biological men to take over women's spaces in athletics or beyond." The video goes on to feature a montage of more women affirming, "Women's sports are for women. We are here today taking back girls and women's sports." President Trump has said, "Actually, there is a difference between the sexes." He kept that promise. He signed an executive order to make sure boys and men stay out of women's and girls' sports forever. Thank you so much, President Trump, the video concluded. Watch below. Watch below. While U.S. citizens across the country celebrated President Trump's executive order saving women's sports, Democrats had a public meltdown. "You're a bad mom if you can't explain that there are people along the gender spectrum and it's not this binary," the Majority Report podcast co-host Emma Vigeland complained. "Like, I mean, I hear this all the time, my daughter plays sports, what am I going to tell her? It's not fair to her, I love sports as much as anyone. But, trans women should be able to compete without question in women's sports," Vigeland lamented. Watch below. Vigeland then tried to justify men participating in women's sports, arguing, "There's an unfair advantage all the time in sports. That's the nature of sports, that some people are physically more gifted or they have, like, a better mentality." She went on to bizarrely compare men's physical advantages over women to basketball players being taller than others on the court. But there has been a cultural shift in the U.S. and the tide has turned. Even CNN has conceded to this reality, with the outlet's senior data reporter, Harry Anton, acknowledging, "There's such a clear trend among the American public. I think these numbers are really illuminating on this topic," Anton said, before analyzing the recent polling on the issue of men participating in women's sports. Watch below. So, transgender athletes in women's sports, only 18% of the country says that they should be, in fact, allowed to participate in women's sports. Compare this to the opposition, I mean, my goodness, 79%, Anton said. "You rarely get 79% of the country to agree on anything," the CNN reporter noted. "But they do, in fact, agree on the idea of opposing transgender female athletes in women's sports. It's not just the here and now," he added. "What we're actually seeing is a trend on this particular issue, and it's going in the direction of oppositions." Anton then pointed out that in 2021, 62% of Americans opposed men participating in women's sports. "A clear majority, but not a ginormous majority," he said. Then you look at 2025, and you see it at 79%. So, it's not just that the majority of Americans are opposed to transgender female athletes in women's sports. It's that the opposition has become considerably larger in just the last 4 years, the CNN reporter conceded. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.